Okay, we're starting the last perek on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Meshilin, right? So Meshilin means basically to drop, right? You're dropping. Peros over here mean actually, not what we think peros is, talking about like wheat kernels and barley kernels, because if you're dropping things, right, you need something that's not going to squish. Derech Aruba, through your skylight. So basically he's got a hole in his roof, and he's dropping them. Why is he dropping them through? Because he sees rain coming, and he's worried they're going to get damaged, right? So he's got a whole big pile of wheat on his roof, and he sees the rain's coming, so he pushes them, yeah, in, you know, like drops them over, like pushing them over the edge of his through the skylight. That's fine. But Yom Tov, on Yom Tov you're allowed to do this. About Loiv Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. So this is very interesting, just a note over here. So this is a halacha that we've got. There's no difference between, there is a difference, sorry, between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Yom Tov it would be Mutter, on Shabbos it's going to be Osa, which is going to come back at some point. Okay, a machasin. Now, next thing, we're talking about water damage as well. A machasin peros, but Caleb, you can cover up, let's say you've got some fruits or some grains, then there's rain, so you can cover them also with Caleb. Mipnei Delef, because of the Delef means like the drip, there was some dripping over there. Yeah, Vachain, Kadi Yain, and Kadi Shemen. Similarly, you can also cover up Kadi Yain and Kadi Shemen, these barrels as well, to protect them from rain damage. Now, and this is going to be Shabbos now, but Noisninkli, you can also put a vessel, Tachas Delef, underneath the drip, right, to catch the water for Shabbos, so it's not going to mess up your floor. You can do that on Shabbos. Okay. Itmar, we've got a statement said by some Amoraim over here. Rav Yehuda, Rav Nassan. Okay, so these are the two characters. Chad Tani, one teaches, meaning in the Mishnah though, this is the Gers of the Mishnah, like our Mishnah says, it says Meshilin, right? So you would, if you start our parrot as we did, you would say Meshilin, Peres de Aruba, beyond top. Okay? But Chad Tani, and another person actually has a different Gersa in the Mishnah, instead of Meshilin, he has got Mashchilin. Okay, so there's a different Gersa. So now, Omar Marzutra says Marzutra, Mandatani. The Gemara is going to go through that. We're actually going to have five different variations of similar words. But the point is, it's like it's all lot of like dropping or throwing down. We'll see, but we're going to find sources. Yeah, Ma Zutra Amar Mandatani Mash Meshilin. The person who teaches Meshilin, like we've got, Lo Mishtabesh, he's not making a mistake. It's good. Right, and here, look at the Rashi over here, Ephraim. Everybody, yeah, so the first Rashi of the Gemara, Lo Mishtabesh, Dechulu, all of them are Loshon Hashpala Ninu. All of these Loshonos are Loshon of like throwing down, lowering, yeah, throwing down or low. But over here, he's actually dropping them though, because it's Turcha. It could be that he's not allowed to lower. I realized this last night, went over it, but that it's, yeah, it could be that it has to be dropping, because it's like, you know, it's the easy way, you know, to get things down the stairs, just drop them. Okay, so the one is, okay, Mandatani Mashchilin, the person who teaches the Mashchilin in the Mishnah, is also Lo Mishtabish, does not make a mistake. Now we're going to bring a proof for the Lashonos to show that there are Lashon of Hashpala. Okay, Mandatani, the person who teaches Meshilin Lo Mishtabesh, Tichsip, we've got a pasuk. Let's just look at the pasuk together, because it just makes it easier thinking context. In the seated to the left, oh no, these blue Gemaras, right? The first one, the Aleph, right? This is part of the Tuchacha. Yeah, Zaysim, Yulacha, you're going to have Zaysim, Bechol Gubalecha, in all of your boundaries, B'shemen Lo Sasuch, but nevertheless, you're not going to be able to anoint yourself with the Shemen from these things. Why? Because it's part of the Tuchacha. Yeah, Ki Yishol Zaysecha, because it's going to be Yishal Zaysecha, which Rashi basically explains that your tree is going to like throw them off early, right? It's Maypilum. We use the same thing for a miscarriage, actually, the same Loshon Rashi uses Maypil. That basically it's going to throw them off earlier, so you're not going to be able to make nice olive oil from them. So let's go back into the Gemara. Dichsib ki Yishal Zaysecha, right? So we see over here that it's a Loshon of Hashpala, of throwing down. A man de Tani, and the person who teaches Mashchilin, also Lo Mishtabesh, he's not making a mistake, right? Here we're going to bring a proof from a Mishnah. Zitznan, this is talking about mumim in a bechor, right? A bechor that has a mum, you can't bring it as a korban. So it says in the Torah, Rashi brings out, it says surua, right? You can't bring a surua. And surua is basically one limb, one leg or whatever, is higher than the other. So basically it's not so kind of symmetrical, this this animal, it's a mum. So we've got two variations of that. Hashchoil vakso, right? These are two mumim, hashchoil vakso. Now we're going to explain them. Shchoil, what's a shchoil? What's the mum of shchoil? It's shenishmata yurechoi. It came dislocated his thigh, whatever bone that is of the hip. Thank you, that's him, yeah, that's hip. He got a dislocated hip, and he needs a hip replacement, whatever. But if it's dislocated, we're saying this is the, you see, this is the shchoil, right? That it's basically it hangs down, like, so it's hanging down. So effectively, he's got one hip higher than the other hip, right? So this is a psul in a bechor. But you see, shchoil over here is loshen of basically it fell down. Okay, and ksoil, we're just finishing off. What's ksoil? She'achas me'yakoyisov, one of its hips is gavoya michaverta, is higher than the other. It was born like this. Basically, it's born a bit deformed. It's got one of its bones are up, I suppose, like that or something, you know, kind of thing. It's not. It was just born wrong. Okay, so we've proved that. Now, we're going to continue in the same vein. Yeah, Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, man detani, the one who would teach. Now, we're going to have another three variations of other words you could start the mission with it. If you said, and we're going to explain them as well, yeah, if you said mini shirin, that would also lo mishtabesh, you wouldn't be making a mistake. Amanda Tani, mashchirin, somebody teaches mashchirin is lo mishtabesh. Amanda Tani, menashrin, and so the person who teaches menashrin, lo mishtabesh. So we've got five things. I sent in the WhatsApp thing, yeah, a little thing just to so you can, you know, see the difference between the letters or whatever. But basically, there's a lot of common denominators, so basically, do you stick a ches in there, or do you kind of switch a race for a lamed, whatever? Where does the or is there like a nun in there? But whatever. But we're gonna let's prove it now. Man detani mash meishirin. So number three, meishirin lo mishdabesh. How do you know this is lashon again? Rashi says hashpala, right, of like falling or throwing. Yedetanan Rabbi Shmuel Omer a nazir. Somebody who has taken a ned of a nazir, lo yachuf, he can't rub his hair as rosha. I think this is for cleaning purposes, maybe he's showering. But a doma with dirt, I don't know, maybe it's some kind of way of making his scalp better or something. Mipnei, because shemeshir, that basically makes his SSR, his hair drop off. Maybe some kind of like hair removal. And it's an issue for him to cut his hair, so he can't basically wash in this way because it's like seek ratio or the baby's got kavada, whatever. It's for his.
Oh,
is it abrasive? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's an abrasive. Thank you, Ari. So now, mandatani mashchirin, and the person who teaches mashchirin, this is the hardest one for me. The mashchirin, lo mishtabes, he doesn't make a mistake. Titan, now we've got a Mishnah with regards to Hilchas Tuma, right? So they've got the shchor v'azug. These are things the hairdressers use, the shchor. But the point of the shchor is the mashchirin, the shchor, right? Right, shel saparim of hairdressers, afal pisha nechelchu, even though they've been like separated, I mean, it's easy with scissors, right? Because scissors, you've basically got two blades together, right? So your scissors got, you know, got disconnected, right? Tameim, they are tameim. So what does Rashi explain with the mashchirin? Basically, there's actually different gerses. If you look on the two lines down in the wide lines, it says a shechor. It says ta'ar, it's a razor. Ya'al shem shemashchir, as I say, on the, that it blackens the hair, or some people actually change mashchir and put meishir, it removes the hair. Alma loshen hashpolahu. But you see, it's a loshen hashpolahu. Okay, now the last one, final one. Man detani menashrin. And the one who teaches menashrin, lo mishtab, is also to make a mistake. Detanam, we've got this. Misha noshru kelov, b'mayim, somebody's whose clothes fell into the water. Mahalich vehen, he can carry on walking home with them. Ve'inu choshesh, and he doesn't have to worry about maris ayin on Shabbos. We had this on Daf Tes. He didn't mention this, but it was talking about this. Okay, there's not mishtab. The inami, alternatively from this. Another, right? Mihadatnan, ezahu leket. What is leket? That's the things that an oni is allowed to pick up from the field. And the person, right, some things he dropped, the balabais drops. hanoisha, the things that drop, b'shas ketzira, at the time of ketzira, at the time of harvest. Okay, let's just look at this toys verse, because it's interesting toys verse, because I think we, the last toys verse, mishinoshu kela v'derech, somebody whose clothes fell on the derech, kan mashma shu loshen nishira. Over here, the loshen over here of this is that it's falling down, nishira. Yeah, miloshen peirus anoshrin, from parents that fall down, yeah? Velo kemosh appears Rashi, is not like Rashi explained, but Perek Chavis, in Shabbos and Perek Chavis, which is actually the Rashi that we learned on that test as well. If you look over there, it's a similar thing, that he loshen shriya, that he loshens, that he got soaked with water. We Rashi over there on that test basically said he was walking along the way, and it rained, and his clothes got wet, he can carry on walking home. So now listen to this. Amiyu lakach ka'amrin and hacha. That's why we're saying though, inami. If you notice over here with the last, with the fifth loshon, we had an alternative source, right? We bring from leket. This is what's falling down at the time of harvest. Because the first one you could push off and say that's not a good proof. Lefurushi loshen shriya, because you could say the first loshen is loshen of soaking and not as loshen falling. So that's why it can be forage contrast, like Rashi explained. Okay, let's just do a little start on this bit, the next bit. Now, Tanan, we've got a Mishnah. No, for our Mishnah, first of all, it says Mishilin Peiros Derech Aruba Beyomtov. You can drop down your wheat kernels through your skylight on Yomtov. Okay. So ask the Gemara, ad kama, how much? How much can you drop down, right? Do we cap it? So like this, well, answers, Amar Rebbe Zeira, Amar Rebbe Asi, it says in the name of Rebbe Asi, V'imri la Amar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, some people said Rebbe Asi actually said it in the name of Rebbe Yochanan, Ka'oisoi Shishaninu, like that Mishnah that we taught, right, Mefanim, this is a Mishnah in Shabbos, I can't remember which parak. Okay, mefanim, oh, is right. Mefanim, you can clear out. Lashon mefanim is clearing out. Arba v'chamesh, right? Four. It could be. It's actually a machlokes. It's four or five, or people would say four or five. It's just like the way people speak. Yeah, kupois shel tevin. So like, what's kupois? Boxes, boxes of straw, the shel tevur and of grain. Mipnei orchim, because you need to make space for your guests, yeah. Or mipnei bittul beis midrash, or because you want to get a big shiur together and you need room for the talmidim to sit so they can all learn together. End of quote. So he's saying it's the same thing. Just over there, we see it's like four or five boxes. So to over here from your roof, you can drop down four or five boxes. So that's the statement he said. Now we're going to push it off, right? So when you're quantifying it, so we've said it's the same as this, so now basically the push-off is going to be maybe it's more or maybe it's less. Okay, so the first one we're going to say maybe it's less, yeah? V'dil mashani, perhaps it's different, Hossam, over there in Shabbos when you clean out for your guests, yeah? De'ika bittul, of the Talmidim, there is bittul based on Midrash, because over there it's bittul Torah, so therefore we allow you to take a lot. Yeah, aval hacha, but over here, de'leika bittul based on Midrash, but you're not allowed, there's no bittul based midrash. What? Yeah, it did, yeah, so it shows, yeah, the Gemara speaks about that, also why one before the other, yeah? But they said the same heter applies for both. Why did they choose the second one and not the first one? Good, right? No, but this is for financial loss, though. The reason you're doing it over here is financial loss, which you'll see, okay? We're just going to get to the bottom of the Amud Rab. Bittul beis midrash. Look, so maybe, since there's no bittul beis midrash, not. Okay? Inami, alternatively, hasum hainu timer. The reason is the Abu Chameish, Kupois, 4 or 5, Shari Mushum Shabbos. Because Shabbos, the Chamira, is Machmir. People take Shabbos seriously. And you're not going to take a mile. Yeah? They're not going to make be Mako, right? They're going to, stop. Yeah, aval yom tov tekil, but I said lezalzule bay. They're going to take in some zalzal in it. So some people take out the word cloud, right? Low. You will not allow you to, because cloud makes sense, because it says in our Mishnah that you can basically take some out. I imagine that's why they take out cloud low, meaning low. You can only take out less, right? But it won't be 4 or 5, right? So that's basically we say maybe our Mishnah is going to be less, and now we're going to go the other way. Maybe our Mishnah is going to be more. So.
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Inami lidach yisa. We can go to the other way and we can say over here is going to be more than four or five, right? Right. Hosom over there. High new time. The reason is deleika hefsin mamon. There's no financial loss over there in Shabbos when you're cleaning out for the Talmidim or for your guests. Yeah. Aval hacha, but over here, deika hefsin mamon. You get there's a financial loss. If you look to Vanami, we would even allow, you know, 10, 12, whatever, you allow, let people take out more. So you can't necessarily prove from there. So we just left it as a, you know, it's the same as, one person says it's the same as there, as over the Shabbos, people said maybe not. Okay, we'll stop here.